This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
With what's happening in Nigeria, it's a dark space and you're shining your light. Does that make you feel as a Christian that maybe you're tipping something, you're helping to tip something forward?
I always remind my fans that where there is life, there is hope. And guess what? We can speak up and we can still have other things in life to look forward to and to be happy about.
Here, Harris Faulkner is with us right now, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Faith Still Moves Mountains. And of course, you see here on the Faulkner Focus and Outnumbered on Fox News. I watch you every day. Harris, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry that audio didn't work for you. You were with Nicki Minaj fighting for Christians. It was such a refreshing thing to see in the midst of something that was so tragic.
Well, it was an honor to be invited by the United States mission at the UN. Ambassador Michael Walsh invited me to come and moderate a panel. And he said, special guest, Nicki Minaj. And I said, you mean the rapper? And he said, yeah. And I said, I've been seeing on social media that she is really into this. How did you get her? So our initial conversation was all about what that moment would be when the world found out that we were all going to gather at the UN and that we had the march against Christians on our minds and our hearts. And it was really a special, special lead up to that. Just a few days. You know how these things come together. It's very quick. But her personal connection to all of this is that her pastor, and you've heard her talk about her faith when she's gotten Grammy Awards and whatnot, but her pastor is Nigerian. And she keeps in touch with family members and others through that Nigerian pastor who, you know, not everybody can leave. And those pastors don't want to leave because they don't want to cede the ground to the hate against Christianity. And let me tell you, it is mighty. It is mighty. They have killed between January and just August of this year. So we're waiting to get the latest numbers on this. But more than 7,000 Christians have burned thousands upon thousands of Christian churches. And since 2009, they are the most killed group of people, the most murdered, slaughtered, you know, taken hostage and tortured group of people in the nation of Nigeria by far, 125 plus thousand people. So if you saw 125,000 people just vanish because of their faith in America, we would have war on our hands. Like, nobody would allow that to happen. Whoever was doing it would feel the might of everybody because we have religious freedom. And if that changes, we need to take a look at that because that's what's happening around the world. And by the way, we're not outnumbered. And I was just reading an article before we went to air, and I'm so glad that I had a moment to look at this before you and I began talking. But there is resilience in the face of persecution being written about. Despite facing extreme violence from extremist groups like Boko Haram and Islamic State, yes, an offshoot of ISIS is on the ground in Nigeria, the Christian population is growing.
Wow.
So because the Lord takes care, right? I mean, they're seeking him. The world is praying for them. The Pope has prayed not just for Nigeria, but there are six or seven other countries where, you know, Islamic religion has been radicalized. And there's a partnership with the terrorists, and they are taking out Christians. And, you know, you just saw another one this week. They break into a girls' school. They break into, and a lot of this is being caught on camera now. We aired some of this on the Faulkner Focus last week, warning our audience. Terrorists broke into a church. They took 50 people, most of them children. It was an all-girls school. They killed the vice principal. Like, what is happening here? Yeah. So Nicki Minaj and others have seen this. Others at the UN, like, just seeing her walk into the UN was really a blessing, because she brought so much attention to this. And she's taken some heat. She said she was ready for that. And she talked with me a little bit about facing that blowback. And that's important to know. She said, I asked her, well, what's been the most memorable part about doing this? And she said, finding that I have courage.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you do, in the Lord's name. Of course you do. So, breaking news on this today. The administration is getting tougher with Nigeria. Their president is going to be forced to do something to keep Christians safe. Let me tell you how far under him it's gotten out of control. 22 terror groups now roaming Nigeria. Nigeria is the sixth most populous nation on that continent. It is the sixth most populous nation in the world. Think about that. That's how many people are on that continent. I mean, there's got to be a way for there to be political accountability in Nigeria.
Yes.
Why isn't that happening? Well, it is. President Trump is putting on pressure. He says, look, we'll make sure your aid doesn't flow. We will. And aid goes for all sorts of things. They they need infrastructure and support in their oil production. They don't even have enough crude. They produce a lot. There's a lot of oil there, but you've got to go from really high grade crude and then process that. So we help to partner with them and others around the world to make that happen. We walk away from that, it's a house fire.
Yes.
Like, they can't, they need us. And then the other part of this that's really tough, they just slapped some visa restrictions on today. If you are even affiliated, if you are a family member, if you know somebody who has persecuted a Christian, you can't come into America. Yeah.
I think about your partnership, you know, bringing, I don't know how, well, we could talk about Venn diagrams for a minute. I don't know how much the Harris-Faulkner, I know you have an enormous reach, and I know Nicki Minaj has an enormous reach, and I know that there is intersection there that existed before the UN and this issue, but it is, I believe it's the Lord's work that you were able to cross over and bring two audiences that probably don't. You know, there are a lot of people in the Fox News orbit, maybe in the Outnumbered, the Faulkner Focus orbit, that know who Nicki Minaj is, but they don't know a lot about her. Probably a lot of assumptions about Nicki Minaj that maybe aren't, in fact, true. And I would say the same thing from the Nicki Minaj audience about Fox News or maybe Harris Faulkner.
But you've, 100%.
You've come together in such a beautiful way to bring attention to something that could very easily not get any coverage in the political slap fights that take place all of the time.
Well,
what a
you
genesis.
Understand so well the culture that we're in right now of cancel what you don't think you like.
Right.
You don't even have to be sure that you don't like it because you don't know about it, but just cancel it anyway. And in media, you know, we see a lot of that, and that's what you're talking about right now. But I have to tell you, the overwhelming, not just positive, loving support has been amazing. Now, there are going to be some out there who don't agree. That's always the case. And this is America. Bring it on. You don't agree. But you know what we're all doing right now? We're talking about people dying for their faith and their faith in Jesus Christ. So I think we can take a little a pushback and some tough dialogue in the name of the Lord.
Yeah. And that transcends politics. It's way before politics even get involved. And to be able to put a crack in the surface of assumptions that people make across those normal barriers that we're just very comfortable inside. We don't look over the fence because it's uncomfortable maybe to see something that you didn't expect to see that you agree with. Nicki Minaj's light was shining very brightly, as was yours.
Well, look, I know we had a little difficulty rolling that sound, but I just have her few words in here that I want to read. When I ask her, you know, it's a dark place and you're shining your light, how does that make you feel as a Christian and maybe you're tipping something forward? She says, I always remind my fans that where there is life, there is hope. Mm. And guess what? We can speak up and we can still have other things in life to be, to look forward to and to be happy about. They know that they are being heard.
Mm. What a purpose.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, look, I know who she is. I see the TikTok. 100 blah, blah, blah. Got nothing to say. I mean, I know how her lyrics are, right? But it's not up to us to judge each other and say, well, who should the Lord choose? I ask her what her favorite, most motivational prayer is. And this is up all over my social media right now, because that interview had so much more than we could even air in like a 2-hour period. She said Psalm 23. And of course, her family's from Trinidad. That's where she grew up. And she pronounced it a little bit differently. But she knows. Mm-hmm. And she said, just the imagery. And she went into discussing this. And I said, this is Nicki Minaj. And it's not rhyming, but it's making sense. Right? I mean, she's the deep end of the ocean. And you know what I realized? She's a mom. She's got a 5-year-old. We talked about, what are you going to tell him when he gets a little bit older about Nicki Minaj at the UN? We're standing in the Hall of Flags, a place even I had not been as a journalist. We're standing there doing this walk and talk interview and tour and spending time together. And she said, I want my son to know that he can be whatever he wants to be, but he must have love and justice in his sights. He must always lean into that and fight for that. And I thought, okay, this is only by the hand of the Lord. This is meant to really shine a light, and it has. And I mean, all of us who were part of that day, we had other dignitaries who were with us. I moderated the panel. And Sean Nelson is really an amazing attorney who's working with people who are imprisoned in Nigeria for Christianity, hoping to help them before, you know, they get put to death. And so he was in person. Everybody was in person with the exception of one Nigerian pastor who can't leave because his family's there and he won't leave them behind.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot. And these stories should touch all of us, because there but by the grace of God go we. What if we didn't have a constitution? What if you and I were born someplace else? What if?
Yeah.
But because we gather in his name, all things are possible.
Oh, Harris Faulkner, always, you say it the best each and every time you're on here with us. You know, I think about, I enjoy following Nicki Minaj on X and just seeing her take and perspective and delivery.
Are you a Barb?
Yeah.
You're one of the Barbs.
Can I say I'm Barb curious? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's where I am right now.
That should be on a t-shirt, actually.
Barb curious. I just think that taking in the way she communicates, she's her autonomous self. Like, you can tell that she presents herself based on what Nicki Minaj has decided to think, to do, to say. And that is the most refreshing counterculture way to be these days, coming out of a overly dominated woke culture where all of a sudden, boy, if we could start thinking for ourselves, we'd solve a lot of problems downstream from that independence.
Wow. You know how to say it best. What are you talking about? That was right. And I just don't think she cares about any of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know what she said to me, it's not that she's risen above it. She can do it because of her faith. We don't get to rise above. I know I've heard people say, oh, I don't care what other people think. And I'm always a little suspect of that, because I know that everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets hurt over something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so what do you do in those times of pain? Do you lash out or do you go deeper in your faith? And she's in that second category. Like, I'm sure in an industry that's mostly men for most of her career, rap music?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, the few women who rap back in the day, right, because she's in her early 40s, although she looks like she's 20.
Yeah, that's, I didn't know she was working in her 40s. That's where I am.
Amazing. But, you know, there were not a lot of female voices, and yet look at where her voice is now, because she gives credit to the Lord. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just amazing grace.
You know, I think when you look at her and you understand that independence that she had, I always tell my kids, specifically my 13-year-old daughter, who has to be reminded of this just because being 13 is a difficult, difficult thing to do. You got to know who you are, but you most importantly have to know whose you are. And if she has that grounding at the center of her life, which she's advocating for with you there at the United Nations for these Nigerian Christians who are being slaughtered, bringing attention to this. You and I are talking about this in large part because she was willing to throw her name, and it seems like she knows whose she is.
Oh, 100%. And she talked about her grandmother was the person who taught her and her cousins to pray when they were like four. So, yes, I did want to mention this because one of the things I talked with that international, he's an American attorney, Sean Nelson, but he works to help Christians around the globe and is working in Nigeria now. I asked him, is this about a caliphate? Why do they kill Christians? Are we in the middle of religious spiritual warfare? And he said, yes, absolutely. Yeah. When the attackers themselves say they are aligned with ISIS, when they themselves want to kill all Christians, the Christians who see that and experience that every day, they believe that because they know it's happening to them. Those 22 terror groups on the ground, that cannot be tolerated. And the president has said as much. He said he's willing to take action. And, quote, Nigeria won't like it when he does.
Man. Well, Harris Faulkner, you are always a pleasure to have on this show. It's an honor to have you and host you. And we thank you so much for the attention you're bringing to a story that could easily get looked over, could easily not be talked about. You've made it a main story. And it's important that we amplify that here on our show as well.
Thank you. And it's Christmas season. Let's think about our brothers and sisters in Christianity and faiths around the world and pray for them.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Harris
Faulkner. Take care, my friend.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she's always so pleasant to speak with. She kind of just makes you feel a little bit warmer when you get done talking to someone like that. It's good to know that there's hope and boldness and, you know, even the independence of Nicki Minaj. To say I'm Barb curious, I have only seen the reference of the Barb and the Barbs. Is she the one who has the TikTok trend? Is she the one?
Four non-blondes or whatever. And
yes. What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah.
That's and I was like, man, maybe Ryan and I should do it. And I'm like, nah, the language is too foul. It's not my brand. So I might be Barb curious, but we shall see. All right. Let's take a quick break at 1:30. Less than 10 minutes right now. We're going to connect with Joe Concha. Always love to speak to him. And we're going to talk a little bit about, is it Tim Walz that we're talking to him about?
The media and their obsession with Trump's health.
With Trump's health. That's right. Okay, good. I'd rather talk about that anyway. I'd rather put it in his mile a minute, bullseye point making. Joe Concha will discuss the fairness. The man who wrote the book about Joe Biden and wrote the book about Donald Trump. Now the media is curious about Donald Trump's health. Please. Joe Concha at 1:30. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway.
Well, it's great to speak with Harris Faulkner there about the connection with the story that really would, I don't think this would be getting any play if Nicki Minaj wouldn't have thrown herself into the issue and then Harris Faulkner wouldn't have been there to elevate, like I said earlier in the conversation with her, like those two audiences, I'm sure there is some overlap, but it's probably not a huge overlap.
Oh, no, not much.
It's a powerful thing. And, you know, I'm sure Harris Faulkner jumped at the opportunity to do that, but for Nicki Minaj to open herself up to being seen with Harris Faulkner, i.e. Fox News, i.e. the Trump administration, bold move on Nicki Minaj's part, and great that Harris Faulkner was able to amplify it.
It's great. I love it. I mean, this story is really cool. I'm glad that you got to talk to her because I saw this in the socials kind of over the last couple days and I thought, man, that's really neat that Nicki Minaj is stepping out. And I mean, just saying things that are, you know, backed up by her Christian faith. Because even just doing that is going to put a target on her, let alone speaking to Fox News.
I'm just to be honest, like, I don't speak the Nicki Minaj language.
I don't either.
I am an observer of hers. I know that she is incredibly, incredibly relevant. And Nicki Minaj does not need me to get it. For her to, you know, make it her day. She's doing just fine. But she's always been somebody who I have been intrigued by. She's always struck me as somebody who was very independent, an independent thinker. I've heard her say things very critical of President Trump or the Trump administration. But then there also have been things that she's done and said that are... I don't know if it's like excessively supportive of the Trump administration, but it has been adjacent to supporting something that the Trump administration has done. She tweeted out something yesterday. I was just going to read it on the air, but the tweet doesn't exist anymore. So maybe she changed her mind.
It wasn't too dirty or anything.
No, I wouldn't have retweeted that. Have you seen the videos that are going around with the what's up juxtaposition to her?
Yeah, this you can't avoid it.
Yeah,
it's enormous.
I saw it and I was like, should we do that? You and me do that video? And then I was like, I can't.
Is what she's rapping, is that, so that's Nicki Minaj.
Is it Nicki Minaj?
I don't know.
It's Nicki Minaj rapping Bees in the Trap.
Yeah,
Bees in the Trap. Is that dirty?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't pick out
bees
the words well
ain't
enough.
S, and they can't. Say nothing. This is, can I prove any more how much of a Barb curious I could be? That's as far as I could go.
Well, I'm even more removed than that because I didn't know that was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
in that viral video.
Do you know Four Non Blondes?
I do. I just heard that song on the weekend.
Well,
I'm like, hey,
if you and I do the video, you're doing the Nicki Minaj part and I will sing the what's going on.
No thanks. Let's just me and you do the Four Non Blondes song.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Just circle around them and you're just singing the song.
And then
song.
At the end we'll be like, How'd we do?
That's
Is that
how we
right?
did. That was right.
Maybe there's something there. I don't know. Joe Concha with us when we come back. Donald Trump's health. Are we worried? Are we concerned that maybe the president isn't mentally in a capacity to do the job that needs to be done as the president of the United States? You know, he got an MRI. You know what that means? I mean, we do know what it means. We got the results. He's fine. Actually, some might even say internally beautiful.
Some might say.
He should release the pictures.
Do you want to look at MRI pictures?
No.
I
saw
either.
On a YouTube short, I think because I had researched something about an MRI, and I got to verify that this is accurate, but the Facebook reel or story or short or whatever they're called had an MRI of a pregnant woman, and that baby was the scariest thing I've ever
seen.
Those
are scary.
Have you seen that?
That's why they do sonograms.
Well.
And not MRIs.
Now I've seen it, and now I'm like, never need to see that again.
Yeah.
Joe Concha, next here on the Andy Frye Show. Don't go away.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
He'll call me, Scott, I didn't wake you, did you? No, sir. I'm always awake at 1:52 on a Tuesday. And I can tell you, we did the trip to Alaska. We did a round trip one day, and we arrived back. The rest of the cabinet, Secretary Rubio, Secretary Lutnick, and I, our batteries are out. We land at Andrews, and the president's like, oh, it's morning in Europe now. I think we had spent probably 20 hours in the air in Alaska. And he said, let's start making phone calls and call the European leaders.
Yeah.
So we had to sit on the tarmac for two more hours while he made phone calls. He never stops working for the American people.
All right,
and it's incredible.
Yeah, but what about his health? Is President Trump really able to do the job? Is he showing signs of dementia? Let's ask our next guest.
What you know, Joe
Concha, Fox News contributor.
So, Joe, welcome back to the show. Merry Christmas. It's the Christmas season. Glad to have you back.
Are we allowed to say that?
Heck yeah.
December 4th?
Yeah. All right. I was saying it before Thanksgiving, Joe. I'm all about it. You've covered, you wrote the book about Joe Biden and his incapacity. And then you wrote the book, which is the best Christmas gift you can get a Trump fan, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, which you can get right now. What do you make of the hysteria now on the left and the media trickling in? You know, Donald Trump, he's showing signs of dementia. I don't know if he's up for the job.
Yeah, I know. And because he really hasn't been very active, right? I mean, think about, it's opposite day. What am I saying? Let's put it this way. I just wrote about this for the Washington Examiner. The number of press conferences that Joe Biden had in his final year in office, zero. He didn't have one press conference, all right? 1,522. That's the total minutes of questions Trump has taken from the press just in his first 100 days alone. Imagine that, more than 1,500 minutes of back and forth with the press. He takes questions all the time. Oval Office, White House, Air Force One. After his first three cabinet meetings alone, he took nearly 100 questions afterwards. Also, Trump has held 9 cabinet meetings in the first 10 months of his second term. Biden held exactly one in the final year in office, and Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, ran that whole thing. So I can go on and on in terms of we want to compare Trump to Biden, but overall, the New York Times, I think they're like trying to like do a gotcha here, like, well, Biden got old, and look what happened to him, and now it's happening to Trump. If you look at Trump's just alone, what he has accomplished in his first 10 months, this is not somebody who looks like he's slowing down. I'll name it off for you, okay? The border is essentially closed. All right, violent criminals are being deported on a daily basis. The stock market's at record highs. You have 200 executive orders signed, 200 plus. We now have more energy independence than ever before. A gallon of gas is below $3 for the first time in 4 years. Our inflation rate is averaging 2.7%. It was 6% under Biden. Tax cuts were made permanent through the Big Beautiful Bill. No tax on tips starts in 2026. We have better trade deals. We have trillions in foreign investment into this country. We have the destruction of Iran's nuclear program, the Gaza peace deal. American hostages around the world are coming home, and there's been a culture shift that says, for instance, it's not okay for men to play against women in sports. So if that's a sign of aging and failing stamina, we'd all sign up for that.
No kidding. At 79, I mean, he made a comment. I think it was at one of the it's hard to keep him straight, Joe. I think it was at a press conference questions that he was taking while he was sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. But somebody said something about the MRI and he goes, listen, everything was fine. He refers to his MRI as beautiful, of course. But then he says, he goes, there's going to come a time where something is wrong. And when there's something wrong, I will let you know. I actually believe that. As long as he's able to get the job done and it's not hindering, you know, we've had presidents before who have had certain sorts of ailments that they've had to push through. But for this, oh my gosh, it makes me mad to even talk about, even, you know, entertain the thought that maybe Donald Trump isn't all there. From the people who didn't ask those questions during the Biden administration, sit down. You've got a 4-year timeout before you get to ask that question again.
Yeah, as my friend Harris Faulkner says, you take two seats on this one because you have no standing here whatsoever. Let me read some how the New York Times covered Joe Biden 3 years into his presidency or 1 year after my book came out. Quote, he is trim and fit, exercises 5 days a week, and does not drink. They also add that he exhibited striking stamina. Mr. Biden manages his day with more discipline than his predecessor, that being Trump. Jill Biden, who teaches at Northern Virginia Community College, gets up at 6 a.m., while the president wakes up an hour later, according to accounts he has given. Mr. Biden has told aides that their cat sometimes wakes up in the middle of the night by walking across his face. So... that's the way they cover him. When we all knew,
yes.
I knew in 2020, but we all knew by late 2023, the elevator was not going to the penthouse. And yet that's how the New York Times, the kid gloves came out for him. Unbelievable. The cat walks across his face. Oh, good Lord.
I remember the story that came out that they're like, we're going to put Hokas on his feet so that he can shuffle better. And I was like, I don't know that this is really the brand ambassador that Hoka really wants. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't right now. But I mean, the things that took place around in the orbit of Joe Biden, everybody knew. And those, as you cite the Times there, those individuals have no soul when it comes to reporting. You can tell it's obviously meant to influence, not to inform, because nobody needed to be informed. Everybody has two eyes and two ears to see how the president was, Joe Biden. And to look at what President Trump is doing right now, I think he looks older than when he started, but he is older than when he started, but he's still getting the job done.
Yeah, it's 8 years later. That happens in your 70s. You know? And the thing is, even in August, when presidents usually take at least 2 weeks off, right? And I'm talking about, they're talking Bush or Obama, Reagan, it doesn't matter. Well, Trump didn't take any vacations in August. So maybe, I'm thinking maybe he should once in a while just, you know, put the phone down, just try to relax for a bit, because, yeah, it is going to wear on you after a while when you go as hard as he does. And apparently, you know, I've been told that he gets about 4 hours of sleep a night, maybe. That's not healthy. You know, I asked my wife about that. She said, and she's an ER doctor, and she said, you should at least get 6-7 hours of sleep, or else that could wear on you after a while. And as for the MRI, you know, I saw people on TV who are just like, you know, anchors, analysts, you know, saying that no one gets preventative MRI. So yeah. I asked again my wife, and I said, is that common? She goes, sure. You know, if you want to try to spot something before it gets out of control, then yeah, you can do that. And there's not a problem with it. There's not no real downside to it. So yeah.
Certainly Joe Biden,
that's worth, there you go.
Joe Biden had stage 4 or whatever, prostate cancer, which from the reports that I heard, I don't know a whole lot about it, but the reports that came out said that's not something that sneaks up on you. It's something that you've had for quite some time. Maybe they should have done some sort of testing on Joe Biden so that he would have known that. Or maybe he did and they just didn't disclose it to the people.
I have a feeling they didn't disclose it to the people, right? Because as you said, that's something that takes sometimes, you know, many years. And apparently he's had it since, like, I think 2019, right around when he was, you know, running for president. If that got out, I don't think he would have, you know, been handed the nomination the way he was. So yeah, it's just so many lies. It's crazy.
And how would these same people react, you know, if obviously this is not what has happened, but if it were divulged that in, you know, some sort of preventative scan that was done that President Trump had prostate cancer, like these people would be soulless hypocrites and saying that he needs to step down, that he can't, you know, carry out the office of the presidency. The only thing that matters to these people, I heard Greg Gutfeld say on The Five the other day, that it's not Trump derangement syndrome, it's Trump derangement addiction. They are addicted to putting everything before Donald Trump, after Donald Trump. That's what they wake up thinking about. They go to sleep thinking about it. They're obsessed with him.
It's sad. I mean, you ever see George Conway, these interviews that he does? And it's always with the same people, bulwark kind of people, right? Sarah Longwell or that joke, Tim Miller. And he just did one yesterday. And I don't go out of my way to watch these things, but it comes across your feed. And he was saying that we should come up with a way after Trump leaves office to make sure that no one as crazy as him could ever run for office again. Okay, so you're against free elections and voters deciding who they want to, you know,
democracy.
Democracy. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Conway, remember, he was fully on board with Trump in 2016. And he wanted to be Solicitor General. And then Trump said, no, I think I'm going to go with somebody else. And ever since then, every day, if you go through his Twitter feed alone, 15, 20 posts about Trump's like, do you have more in your life? I mean, you have kids, right? Actually, he does have kids, Annie. He donated $1 million to Joe Biden's reelection campaign in 2024. He said, and he took it out of the kids' trust fund because he wanted to save democracy. I mean, you're right. This is derangement's a very generous word at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Greg Gutfeld made a really great point when he said that. Joe Concha, Merry Christmas, the best Christmas gift that can be given, the greatest comeback ever inside Trump's big, beautiful campaign. Where's the best place for people to shop your book right now?
Oh, Amazon's always the easiest, right? You'll get it next day. And since it came out like 8 months ago, then it's been discounted. Obviously, that happens with every book. So, yeah, Amazon is fine, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever you get books. But, yeah, perfect stocking stuffer. No question about it.
And I did the Audible book, Joe, so you read the book to me. It was lovely.
First time I did that, and now I'm addicted to that, actually. So we'll be doing it for my next book as well. It comes out in a couple months, called the 99 Americans, we really, really, really can do without. You're going to love it.
Only 99? Wow. I think I see what you've done here. Sequels upon sequels upon sequels. Smart moves.
Thank you.
Joe Concha, we appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Fox News contributor, author of I Said the Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. It is a walkthrough narration of everything that happened leading up to Donald Trump's victory in 2024. And the story is so unbelievable. You lived it. You know how the story ends. But when you're reading through it, when you're listening to it, it is unreal to sit there. And it's like the page turning happens so quickly because you know how it ends and you can't believe the things that they threw in front of him to try to stop him. And it didn't work. So you might as well get the, as I say, a historical document by Joe Concha. Get the Audible book, which is what I did. But it's a nice one to have on your shelf. It's got the Donald Trump McDonald's picture on the front. So display that sucker, especially in your office. You know what I'm talking about. All right, quick break. The YouTube live chat poll, which party's future leadership is more in disarray? How are you feeling about the future of the Democrat Party, the future of the Republican Party? You think they're both going to struggle? And we're taking Trump out of the equation for this one. So what about the future of the Democrat Party, the future of the Republican Party, when Trump is, yes, officially done with the second term? And, you know, assuming that the third term doesn't happen. You know what I mean? We'll be right back.
Schooling, I don't know.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
If you're like me, you're always wondering, am I smart or am I stupid?
I'm always wondering if you're smart.
Well, this is the way to know.
Oh.
This is a list of things that smart people like.
Okay.
So if you don't like these things, that would indicate maybe you're dumb. If you like them, then you're smart.
Stakes are high.
First one, silence.
Oh.
I started there because I think we all would agree that a little silence is nice.
It's golden.
Oh my gosh.
Every now and then, you got to have a little bit of solitude.
Is your house noisy?
When my oldest son is in it, yes. When just my other kids are around, no. It's my oldest son that instigates everything.
I don't think... I know there are a lot of people listening right now, especially grandparents, when the grandkids come over, because you're used to silence now. You don't really remember what it was like when you had us brats around. But when the grandkids come over and you're used to a certain volume, maybe you know what the hum of your refrigerator sounds like. I don't even know how to get to the refrigerator in my house. But there are times where I am sitting in my house and all I'm doing is trying to stay calm. Like, that's because nobody's doing anything wrong.
That's the problem.
Everybody, like, actually, when it's maximum fun, it's the loudest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting here and I'm going, this is good. I'll miss this someday. Don't get on there and tell me how I'm going to miss this someday.
We already know. We know.
That's why I'm not like, what, everybody shut up? Because that's how I'm thinking inside. But the kids are just being joyful. And I'm like, this is joyful. I'm so happy.
I kid you not. 2 days ago, I said to my kids, who were all in the living room just doing stuff, playing and, you know, knocking over water bottles that they were flipping and stuff. And
yeah.
Just having
fun. It's just noise.
And
it's frenetic.
Yeah. That nothing wrong. And I said to them, guys, there is nothing wrong with what you're doing. You're driving me nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
and
I need
like,
a little bit from you.
They didn't really know what to do. They're like, oh, should we change that then? I said, I don't know.
Silence.
I'm
going
to leave that to you.
Yes.
Silence is the first one. The second, long books.
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time anymore either, but I used to love reading long books.
I love the idea of reading.
Fiction or nonfiction? Both?
I have a feeling that when I retire, you know, like some people take up hobbies and get all into hobbies that they never would have considered before. I feel like reading fiction might be something I get into. Right now, I feel like if I'm reading something that isn't real, it is a waste of my time.
I
respect that it's not. I respect that there is value in a fantasy land that you can pour yourself into a great story. But right now, I don't even have time for nonfiction. I love the idea of sitting next to a fire reading a book. But if I sat down, I wouldn't get through a page before I would probably fall asleep because I am tired. And it's too noisy.
I do go to that place, but I do it through writing. I don't get to read as much because I just don't have time. If any spare time I'm spending in front of my own
narrative
screen.
Nonfiction is the best. So like Joe Concha's book is a good example, but Kilmeade's books where it's telling a historical story, but it reads but like a novel.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Classical music.
I love classical music.
Do you seek it out?
Yeah, I have a channel on my presets.
Well, I guess you're smart.
I am to do that because I turn that sucker up and then the noise in the back seat goes away because they fall asleep.
Oh.
That and I have a jar of melatonin in my car. Anyway.
And you just sort of throw them in the back and hope one gets
candy?
In the mouth.
Some candy and some Beethoven.
Organizing.
I'm an organizer to an extent. And when I'm not organizing, I wish I were organizing. I wish things were more organized.
I already know your answer to this one, but I'm going to say it. Journaling.
I'm good.
Who has time for this? If you make time for journaling, though...
That's how you cook
hats
yourself.
Hats off to you.
In the future, they always read the journals.
Yeah, but then you just write nice things about yourself. You're like, man, today I could not stop thinking about the poor.
Do people sit down and write their thoughts and feelings down? This is exactly what you would do.
Darn
just
right.
Write nice letters to yourself.
Uh-huh. Dear Ryan,
I think
here's
the reason
the things you did well today.
I think the things you write down are the things that you need to unburden your heart and soul with.
Or pretend.
Will you write my journal?
That's
we can call it a day.
Dear diary.
You can write
can
crap.
Can I write it as you, though?
Yes.
Like that you were writing
but
the journal?
But you can write crap about me. I'll read it. It'll make me laugh, and it'll be good for everybody.
Today was a good show.
You can blow off
Ryan
some steam.
Was there, and then the next day, Ryan was gone. It was just okay.
That's actually true. It's better when you're here.
All right. How about learning from others and asking for help?
Yeah, that's. I think it takes people who internalize having to do everything themselves, which is somebody who I used to be, are generally very unhappy people because you're taking everything on because you either don't trust anybody else with doing it or you can't let go of that compulsive thought that you can do everything better yourself.
What about asking for help?
Yeah, you got to ask for help. And especially if you can indicate people who are in your orbit who are actually helpful people. What an asset it is to have people in your life who are helpful people, who show up and lighten your load willfully. If you've got that in your life, you've got a golden relationship.
I know this is supposed to be about being smart, but I've found that
you're going
to
take it in another direction.
The older I get, the more I realize that if somebody says something I don't understand, I'm more apt to say, I don't understand what you're saying.
Sure. It's because you're more confident in what you do know.
I guess so.
And you're okay. Like, if people find out, Ryan, that you don't know everything, what will they think of you? And
yeah.
It's like, people already know you don't know everything. Nobody knows everything.
There's a level of confidence, I think, that you need to be able to say, I don't understand. And the older I get, the more I realize I don't understand.
Also, the value of the time that you get back when you get to an answer that somebody does have, like the sooner you get to an answer or a solution, the better.
That may be it too.
So
it just
like I
takes
just don't,
so much time.
I don't have time to sit here and hold on to the shame that I'm going to feel because I don't know everything. Now, moving on. Give me the answer. Help me.
Last one on the list here that indicates that you're smart is if you like debates.
Oh, I don't know. I can't argue with you.
We all do. Everybody in this room likes debating. We like debating different topics, mm-hmm. but we do enjoy it. And you're open to new information. I think that's what this is saying.
What does this say about the emotional, angry left that will not have a discussion, an argument?
What does it say about the audience listening to us right now that they listen because they like
debate? Even more so, the people who are with us every day who disagree with us who like the debate.
Says a lot.
You guys are smart, too. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.